How can I help you? I say, looking at the concerned and somewhat fearful face of a new client. I was told you can help me. The client responds, with certainty and hope. I smile and respond. Why have you brought your child to see me today? She responds with less fear and more confidence. My friend told me that you can help me, that you will help me get what my child needs. You will make things better. A bold statement, one that, when addressed to me, always makes me fearful. Can I be helpful? Will I be helpful? The statements hold many expectations. However, they are always very powerful and moving to me. Surprisingly, the above statement, taken verbatim from a client with their permission, is often expressed by different clients in my office. I'm sure you are feeling this way too as you read this book. Will the book be helpful? Will I find answers and solutions to resolve my problem? Each time a parent comes to the office to seek answers, appearing confused and concerned, I am humbled, scared, and hopeful for them. I am hopeful that I will be able to find the answers that they seek, and that I can help their family, that I can help their child. However, I am also nervous. Can I provide them with the information and resources that they need to move forward? Are they going to embark on this journey and develop an action plan that can serve as a catalyst and help their family move forward in the right direction? How will they respond to interventions, suggestions, and to the unknown? How will they respond to statements that they do not agree with or may not want to understand? As you read along throughout this book, ask yourself these questions as well. Like the clients in my office, your active involvement, open mind, and your ability to take action on the suggestions will help promote success. To be a parent, to find answers, and to help your child and yourself, you must learn the cooperating arts of flexibility and patience. Flexible with what you consider certain truths about yourself, your concept of the family, and your child. Flexible with what preconceived ideas you may have about all that you know, and openness to the idea of change. Simply put, when something is not working, change must occur. Change is hard for everyone, especially if it is moving in a direction that you do not desire, understand, or planned for. Therefore, it is essential that you utilize this book as a tool to help you create and direct the changes that need to occur in life. In this way, the transitions will be less stressful. Finally, patience is the true key to change. Change can be rather sudden, but usually, long-lasting change occurs with time. Regardless of the time frame, it always requires many ups and downs before you arrive at your ultimate goal. Expect to have good days and bad days, to have some interventions work while some to fail. This trial and error is a necessary part of growth and bonding with your children, no matter whether a solution to the problem was successful or a failure. It was a learning experience that will eventually serve as a guide to the story of the life of your family. With patience, flexibility, as well as the knowledge and resources that you will acquire from this book, you should be able to develop a plan to help improve the lives of your children and that of your family. In this role, I realized time and again that parents felt lost, alone, and deserted. They did not understand what was wrong.